The U.S. Forest Service is asking for public comment on a proposed timber sale on Wrangell Island. The project could result in the harvest of 65 million board feet of old-growth timber from over 5,000 acres. KSTK's Aaron Bolton has the story.
The U.S. Forest Service released five alternatives in their draft environmental impact statement for the Wrangell Island project on June 2nd. Its preferred alternative would allow two-thirds of the acreage to be selectively harvested and a third clear-cut, producing about 65 million board feet. That's down 8 million board feet from the last time the Forest Service sought public comment on the idea in the fall of 2015. Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says the harvest would take place over 3 to 5 years.
It's wide open to the public right now. Depending on the results of that public comment, we'll have to decide at that point whether we would need to do additional alternatives or not and put out another draft, or we would just move to the final.
The Forest Service has been working on the project for over 5 years. With the impact statement in the 45-day public comment period, the public can hash out what they would like to see. The five alternatives range from about 43 million board feet to 65 million, or no timber sale at all. Board member of the Alaska Forest Association, George Woodbury, says he's disappointed with the size of the harvest.
Without volume, you don't have the raw material to run the operations. You're out of luck. So it's very critical to take hard looks at how you can get the volume out and put out sales that are economic.
Woodbury says he's concerned about the lack of timber sales in Southeast, leading to more mills closing their doors.
Well, there's been a huge shrinkage of the industry because of the lack of timber. And the objective that the association has had is to try to restore some of those jobs and create the wealth that those mills produced and help the economy of both Wrangell and the other towns in the Southeast.
Dalrymple says the low volume is partially because Alaska is no longer exempt from the roadless rule, a Forest Service ban on logging and road building on millions of acres of national forest. He says the Forest Service also wanted to relax some of the Tongass Forest Plan's environmental protections to boost the volume of the proposed harvest.
That got really complicated in the sense that the forest plan itself is now under amendment. So we then went back and basically all of the alternatives right now stay completely within the existing forest plan. There's no reduction or relaxing of any environmental protection measures that are provided by the forest plan now.
Some consider those environmental protections too mild. Buck Lindenkugel is an attorney for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC. He says they are unhappy with the volume of the proposal.
Instead of cutting the rest of the old growth that supports a whole variety of uses on Wrangell Island, the Forest Service ought to look at ways of integrating stewardship, restoration activities, and supplying timber off the existing road system to the small mills in the area.
Lindenkugel thinks Southeast should no longer rely on the timber industry as an economic driver. The proposed alternatives could build up to 17 miles of new national forest roads, some of which will stay open to the public, and about 15 miles of temporary roads. Wrangell District Ranger Dalrymple says the earliest timber sale would be mid to late summer 2017. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.